Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Parents, teachers, and students were all left with a lot of questions following Mayor de Blasio's announcement yesterday about a partial reopening of city schools this fall. WCBS's Steve Burns is joining us now to talk about this. Now, Steve, what's been the general reaction you've been hearing to the mayor's plan?
Well, Linda, I think it's been a mix, and there's certainly an appreciation for the fact that there is no perfect answer here. Everyone has their own sets of concerns and priorities, and it's, you know, very much a balancing act. But the plan as it exists now groups students, and they'd come in 2 or 3 days a week, depending on how much space is available. I talked with the teachers union president, Michael Mulgrew. He said he generally liked the plan, though there are some holes he wants to address, especially around funding for more teachers and more cleanings. I also talked with Mark Traeger. He's a city council member. He taught high school in southern Brooklyn, and he chairs the education committee. He was much harsher. He said the plan is incomplete. It's just not workable for working families. He said it's just not flexible enough to meet everyone's needs.
Yeah, that last point is a big one. That might be the biggest concern for working parents. Childcare, this plan could mean a working parent needs as much as 3 days of full-time childcare. Do we know how that's going to work?
Right, that's still the big open question. And that was one point where both Mulgrew and Traeger were very critical because, as you said, parents need to figure out what the solution is if they need to go to work, but their child's only in school 2 or 3 days a week. Mayor de Blasio did mention this. He said the city's working on figuring out spaces for daycare centers, but it's going to have to be a massive undertaking with how many kids we're talking about here. Councilmember Traeger actually put together his own plan, and he laid it out for me. Would keep most high school students on remote learning while bringing back elementary and middle school students 5 days a week, and it actually uses the space in high schools to help space out those younger students. Don't know how that plan's going to be received in City Hall, but it'll be interesting to watch.
And of course, we are talking about all this because of COVID-19 safety concerns and health protocols. So what would happen if there was a positive test in a school?
Right. That's another contentious issue. If you remember back to March when schools were still open, the teachers union was getting upset because they were seeing positive tests get reported in individual schools, but those schools were staying open. Michael Mulgrew told me the teachers are absolutely not going to stand for that anymore. Schools need to be closed and cleaned when a positive test comes in. But there's a whole series of other questions that still have to be answered, like, you know, what if a student takes off their mask and starts coughing in the classroom? What if someone shows up to school with a high temperature? All of that's going to play into whether parents feel comfortable buying into this plan at all.
WCBS's Steve Burns on a story we'll be talking a lot more about.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.